Heroes of Civilization, presented by Dr. Norvig du Maurier, by whom the narrative is spoken.
The medical men of today would be absolutely helpless without the science of anatomy, because it is the key which unlocks the secrets of the body's workings, thus enabling the physician or surgeon to diagnose with exactitude. So we see the great value of the research work performed in human anatomy by Andreas Vesalius, who was born at Brussels in 1514. Prior to the time of Vesalius, progress in anatomy was almost impossible because public opinion, the church, and the law were all against the dissection of the human body, and death by torture or burning at the stake was the penalty for any who dared defy authority in this regard. How Vesalius studied human anatomy under such conditions is a story of courage and devotion to science, unparalleled in history. It is in the year 1534, and Captain de Breville, an officer of the guard of Cardinal Mongrave, has called upon Professors Sylvius and Lorient, teachers of anatomy, at their rooms at the University of Paris.
Professor Sylvius, four bodies have been dug up and stolen from various graveyards within the last week. His Eminence the Cardinal has ordered me to put a stop to it. Now, I know it is the work of students, but I ask you, as Professor of Anatomy, to name the most likely ones, so we may take them to the Citadel for a little quiet questioning.
But, Captain de Berlie, you ask too much. I would probably be very wrong in naming any particular students. I feel sure Professor Lorient here will support my view.
Of course he will.
Yes, Captain de Breville. I agree with my colleague, Professor Sylvius. Besides, how do you know the bodies are not being stolen for secret buyers in England or Italy?
Ah, it's plain to me that you intend to protect your students. Well, so be it. But think on this, both of you. I have the Cardinal's orders to stop this ungodly body stealing by whatever means I choose. And the first young ghoul we catch will burn at the stake. And now, professors, I will take my leave.
Good afternoon, Captain.
Good day to you, professors. And within a week, I shall treat the mob on Montfaucon to the smell of burning flesh. Tell that to your young scavengers.
Sylvius, this position is fraught with great danger. Whom do you think is responsible for this body stealing?
I do not think, Lorient. I know who is doing it. There's only one student in all Paris so impassioned of anatomy as to dare such hazards. It's young André Vesalius.
Can you not instill caution into his head?
My dear Lorient, André Vesalius is but 20 years old. He knows no fear. He is inspired with an almost mad passion for anatomical knowledge. He's collected about him a group of comrades. Together they steal bodies, lecture on them at night in the cellars in the northern prefecture.
Sylvius, we must discipline these young men. Lavelle will carry out his threat. They will burn at the stake if caught.
Yes. I'll speak to them on the morrow. But only the devil himself knows what mischief they may do, even while we sleep this night.
People of Paris, 1 o'clock and all's well. The night is stormy.
Michel arrived.
What happened, Andre?
Sacre, the Cardinal's guards, spawn of the devil, but we got away. They're too well fed to run fast.
The Cardinal's guards?
The Cardinal's guards. Quiet. Who is without?
Renier, Michel.
Open. So you got away too, my worthy grave diggers. But how much of the Councillor Dravet did you bring? What have you got, Renier?
A complete leg there. Ah, and the left arm.
Good. And you, Michel?
I was hard pressed, André, and had to drop the other leg in the Rue Chambertin. But here is the right arm.
Quiet, all of you, quiet. Now listen, we must have a complete body, a young, healthy, fresh one. Then I could teach you some real anatomy and complete my manuscript.
Yes.
Quiet, quiet. I have a plan to obtain just such a prize if you will risk it with me.
You would.
Now listen. This morning, 20 criminals were hanged on Montfaucon. I watched it. Some of them were young and healthy. Tonight, they're still hanging there, swinging in the moonlight. Plums to be picked. The risk is great. I propose we steal one of them.
Good.
Ah, then. We will meet there in an hour under the second gallows and all come well armed. We may have to fight for this prize.
Oh, we'll fight. <on this one. laughs>
Such flagrant defiance of the authorities soon made Paris too warm for Vesalius and his comrades. Vesalius fled to Louvain, where he took his degree in medicine and stole several more bodies to enable him to complete his manuscript on human anatomy. 3 years later, we find Vesalius in his rooms in Louvain showing some of his work to Renier Gummer, staunch friend of his student days.
You see, Renier, my manuscript is complete. All this body stealing and running the gauntlet through graveyards has borne fruit.
It is wonderful, André. And you're going to publish it soon?
Oh, as soon as can be. I have letters to John Operinus, the Greek professor in Bath. He has a printing press. But first of all, I want to go to Padua in Italy.
Why to Padua, André?
George is in the Free Republic of Venice, where learning is encouraged. And I shall propose to the faculty that they commence teaching anatomy publicly. Pardon. One moment. Ah, Professor Lorenzo. This is an honor. Please come in.
Good morning, and God bless you, Master Andreas.
Father, I have a visitor. Dr. Gemmer from Brabant. Renier, this is Father Lorenzo, lecturer in theology at the university.
My respects, Father.
My blessings, son. And how is your work progressing, Andreas? I have watched your progress with interest.
The manuscript is complete, Father, ready for printing.
It is well. I see by the bench that you have been doing some dissecting.
Yes, Father, correcting some details in my notes on the upper dorsal nerve.
Tell me, Andreas, in your manuscript, you describe the seat of the soul?
Oh, Father Lorenzo, you hark back to the teachings of Galen. In my dissections, I've learned much, but I've never found a soul nor its tabernacle.
And you make such a statement in your manuscript, Master Andreas?
By all means, Father. We must face the facts.
Andreas, I would not publish that manuscript if I were you. It may give offense.
Care not whom it offends, Father Lorenzo. I shall publish it.
Very well, Andreas. Now I must go. Some important business. I regret, Dr. Gemma, that there is not time to make your better acquaintance now. But I may see you later. Good morrow.
Godspeed you, Father.
Godspeed you, Father. Quick, Renier, help me pack my manuscripts. I smell the smoke of faggot fires.
But he seemed well disposed towards you, aren't
you? Well disposed? I've been a fool. His friendliness has been simply to watch me better so that they may get me and my manuscript in one swoop. Well, they shall have a merry chase. Come now, let us hurry.
My horses at the inn by the south gate, André. They are fleet and fresh. You may have them.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Now, let me see. Have I gathered everything? My notes. Sketches.
You were right, André.
What?
Look through the window there. The priest is coming back across the square with some soldiers.
But too late, my wily Father Lorenzo. Come, Renier. Get out over the roof. Bar that door.
Yes.